It's called Hire Buffalo, and it's an attempt to reach out to people looking for work and build a database with resumes on their skills. Then SolarCity would be pushed to hire from that database of job seekers because the company's getting $800 million in state subsidies. A panel last night at Buff State heard from Washington, D.C. Employment Services Department officials that that approach works. Dave Lefkowitz is recruitment manager for Imagine Staffing Technology. Lefkowitz says hiring is changing.
Who do we retain, and what kind of flexibility? What kind of flexibility do we have for an ever-changing workforce? I think more progressive employers are addressing these issues with their hiring and retention practices, but we're probably still behind the curve. And I think where there's a real need for an employer outreach component for a program like Hire Buffalo.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan sponsored the event. He says hiring for the welded tube plant in Lackawanna shows changes have to be made. He says the company hired 200 workers through suburban employment agencies, and not one plant worker had a Lackawanna address in a recent check. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.